SRN News. I'm John Scott. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed is keeping its key rate unchanged for now and will likely start rate cuts later this year.
We believe that our policy rate is likely at its peak for this tightening cycle, and that if the economy evolves broadly as expected, it will likely be appropriate to begin dialing back policy restraint at some point this year.
The central bank kept its key rate unchanged at a 22-year high. However, it's generally felt a rate reduction is unlikely at its next meeting in March. Also at SRNnews.com, Russia and Ukraine have exchanged about 200 prisoners of war each. The countries say that's despite tensions stemming from last week's crash of a military transport plane that Moscow claimed was carrying Ukrainian POWs.
After the January 24 crash in Russia's Belgorod region near the border with Ukraine, some Russian officials had publicly questioned the possibility of future POW swaps. But the Defense Ministry now says the countries exchanged 195 POWs each. After the statement was released, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said 207 Ukrainians were freed. There was no immediate explanation for the different figures. Zelensky said on X, formerly Twitter, "We remember each Ukrainian in captivity, both warriors and civilians. We must bring them all back. We're working on it." I'm Charles DeLedesma.
The defense attorney, Ashley Merchant, has alleged that Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis has had an inappropriate romantic relationship with a special prosecutor that was hired for the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump and has called the two to testify at a hearing next month. The Dow is down 276 points now. This is SRN News. The NFL teaming up with a leading LGBT pressure group.
Super Bowl week in Las Vegas will feature a lot of parties, and the NFL will host one for homosexuals. The league says its Night of Pride with GLAD, scheduled for February 7th, is designed to, quote, spotlight advances in the future of LGBT inclusion in professional sports, as well as the NFL's commitment to LGBT former and current players. The league says it will also hold a Pride Flag football clinic the same day as the party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania State Supreme Court says a lower court must hear a challenge to the constitutionality of a decades-old state law that limits the use of state Medicaid dollars to cover the cost of abortions. That 3-2 decision overturns the lower court's ruling and puts aside an earlier state Supreme Court decision. The lawsuit was brought by Planned Parenthood. This is SRN News. A crash test at the University of Nebraska found that the nation's guardrail system can't handle the heavy weight of EVs.
The test crash used an electric-powered pickup truck that was hurled towards a guardrail on a testing ground at the edge of the local municipal airport. The 4-ton 2022 Rivian tore through a heavy guardrail and didn't slow down until it hit a concrete barrier yards away on the other side of the test. The concern around the crash test results come as popularity of electric vehicles rises and transportation officials are sounding alarms around the weight disparity between battery-powered vehicles and gas-powered ones. I'm Haya Benjuan.
Hal Buell, who led the Associated Press photo operations from the darkroom era into the age of digital photography over a four-decade career that included 12 Pulitzer Prizes, has died. He was 92. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.